Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Disney Plus wants to know, are you ready? For Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts, The New Avengers, now streaming on Disney+.
Let's do this.
One of the best Marvel movies of all time is now streaming on Disney+.
Hey, you weren't listening to me.
I said Thunderbolts, The New Avengers is now streaming on Disney+.
Meet The New Avengers.
That's a cool name.
Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts, The New Avengers, rated PG-13. Now streaming on, you guessed it, Disney+.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
Seven, Bills take care of the Steelers in Pittsburgh. It didn't start off looking like that would be the case. The Bills, again, multiple turnovers on the road, but they flipped the script early in the second half. Scoop and score after a turnover on the defensive side, Christian Benford, and then Christian Benford on the very next possession with an interception. And the story of the game on offense, the run game, and the Bills, even without their two top tackles, able to dominate the Steelers in the run game and in the quick pass game. Sal Capaccio, Matt Bove, it's always game day in Buffalo. Bills move to 8-4 on the season, kind of just what the doctor ordered as far as the way the Bills needed to play this game compared to how last week went in Houston, Matt.
Yeah, the second half was so good that I feel like a lot of Bills fans will feel much better this morning than they have in a while. Now, not everything is cured. The offense was really, really rough in the first half, but they responded well in the second half. The defense was phenomenal, and I think that's kind of my big takeaway, is that they can still run the ball really, really well, even with backup offensive linemen, and their defense is getting better. Now, I did not think that, you know, Jaylen Warren was causing the Bills to not be able to sleep at night trying to prepare for him. But when you think about the teams that they could potentially play down the road or in the playoffs if they get there, you know, besides like Jonathan Taylor and Derrick Henry, there's really not a ton of running backs that scare you. And Shaq Thompson has made a huge difference there as well. So, yeah, I really think yesterday's win comes down to how great they ran the ball and how good their defense was. Their defense was phenomenal yesterday.
You want to start there? Which side of the ball you want to start on in this one?
Let's start with the offense because it's the thing that we've been spending more time talking about leading up to it, and then we'll go to the defense.
Okay, so 249 yards rushing. In case people don't know, the biggest total against the Steelers at Acrisure Stadium, which has been around since, you know, I guess what, early 2000s. It was a massive run game for the Bills. They just took it to the Steelers physically. Steelers without Derek Harmon, it didn't really matter. I mean, he would have helped maybe a little bit. But, you know, this is a defense, the Steelers, that had been pretty leaky against the run at times this year. We had talked about it. There were opportunities. But they also shut Jonathan Taylor down to, like, less than 2 yards a carry when they played. And I thought in this game they would really focus on James Cook. Maybe they did. It didn't matter. The Bills had a lot of different ways that they wanted to attack them. They had a great game plan. Obviously, without their two offensive tackles, it didn't matter. The Bills were dialed in on how they wanted to run the football. A lot of inside zone. And Matt, how many times do we hear, I can't believe they're running the same play over and over again? Well, this is why you do it when it's working. You know, it's not running the same play over again is fine when it's working. I guess when it's not working is when people get mad, but they just kept going back to it. And James Cook kept breaking them off in chunks. And then Ray Davis came in and did the same thing.
The thing that was the most impressive to me was how they were able to bounce back. Like, James Cook had a fumble in the first half of the game, and it was another self-inflicted wound. Yep. In the second half, after they get that score to start on the first play from the defense, and they have the lead, they bled the clock because they ran the ball, and everybody knew that they were running the ball, and then they capitalized on the fourth down touchdown from Josh Allen to Keon Coleman, and then the Josh Allen rushing touchdown. But that was what was so impressive to me. It was, we all knew that they were running the ball and trying to take time off the clock. Mike Tomlin punted on fourth and one. He shouldn't have. Gave the Bills the ball back. They took 8.5 minutes off of the clock and made it a multiple score game. You know, it was like a 9-point game. It became a 16-point game at that point. Then they got the ball back again, and they did the exact same thing over again and just continued to run down the field. So, yeah, it was an unbelievably effective day for everybody who was running the ball. It's just also a reminder, James Cook is so, so, so elite.
He's so good.
He's so good, and I think that I can't imagine this team without him. Like, I really can't.
He's been the MVP of the offense this year, not Josh Allen. It's been James Cook.
He won't get it because Jonathan Taylor probably will, but he should absolutely be an offensive player of the year candidate. He has been that good.
Well, there's still some time left for that. Let me illustrate your points a little bit better because you're absolutely right about it. The Bills' time of possession in this game, 41:59, 1 second shy of 42 minutes. I went and looked, according to Stathead Pro Football Reference, it is the third highest amount of time of possession in a game this season in a non-overtime game for any team in the NFL, the third most they've had. Let's go to the drives, to your point. Second half drives, 16 plays, 7:18 off the clock, 15 plays, 8:14 off the clock, and then they finish it off, 14 plays, 9:04 off the clock. That's insane, and you combine all of that in the second half. The Steelers hardly touched the ball. And then the Bills scored on defense to begin the half, obviously, which helped even more. So the defense did a great job in this one, no doubt about it. And I thought the game plan on defense was excellent. We talked all week, and I know especially leading up to the game, my thought was just take away Aaron Rodgers' first read. Don't let him get in a rhythm because, Matt, they don't drive the ball down the field. They want to just run very short plays, pass plays. They want to have an extension of their run game into their pass game. He's kind of throwing handoffs. That's what the Bills did. Now, I thought Rodgers was off, but I think that's because the Bills kind of had what I'm going to call the Tua game plan. Take away his first read. Christian Benford said he shadowed DK Metcalf wherever he went and make sure Aaron Rodgers didn't have anywhere to go to there. And then all of a sudden he's looking around and he's not going to want to sit back in the pocket, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, their leading receiver was Darnell Washington and he had 2 catches for 45 yards. I think Christian Benford,
late in the game too, by the way,
right. Christian Benford has now taken another step, always very, very good. He is now trending towards the elite category because he is now starting to shadow team's top options. They're giving him that responsibility. I mean, DK Metcalf, 5 targets, 3 catches, 32 yards for the lifeblood of an offense as their number one playmaker. That's a phenomenal output. And then I think that they've felt more comfortable doing that because of the strides Tre'Davious White has made and what Maxwell Harrison has brought this team and this rotation. This was not the same rotation that we've seen out of the corners the last couple of weeks. Trey got a little bit more of this workload with Harrison.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's because of Harrison going through concussion protocol?
I do. I don't necessarily think it was like a performance-based thing.
Me neither.
I think that they probably wanted, because Harrison was coming off of the protocol, to ease him in a little bit. So it would be, you know, two series for Trey White, one series for Max Harrison. But they targeted Trey on the first series of the game, and it was a Calvin Austin play. It was ticky-tack. Like, if they would have thrown a flag, I would have understood it. But at the same time, I liked that there was no flag there.
Yeah.
It felt like it was just kind of like a really, really close call, and he got his head right around at the absolute last second. So Trey White, I think, has also played, you know, better. Their pass defense has gotten substantially better over the last month. Like, they are a legitimate pass defense. It's just teams have been able to gash them on the ground. But if, you know, they, with Shaq Thompson there, it feels like that isn't happening as much. And now all of a sudden that pass defense can shine.
Yeah, I want to get to Shaq Thompson in a second. To your pass defense point, I believe, I'm going to look it up right now. I believe the Bills are the number one pass defense in the league. They are 163 yards. Now, that's a bit of cause and effect, because you're right. Teams are concentrating more on the run. There's no doubt, but 163 yards a game. But even passing yards per play, which isn't because of the run necessarily, they're seventh in the NFL. They're only allowing 6 yards per play. They don't give up explosives. We know that. And I think one of the issues early in the year was giving up too much underneath. I think they buttoned that up a little bit. You're right about Trey White. Someone tweeted me and said, it just goes to show you McDermott doesn't trust young guys. That's not it, folks. I think Max Harrison, they're trusting him. They put him in right away when he was ready. I think that had to do with going through concussion protocol. He was limited earlier in the week, so they're taking away some preparation reps when it comes to that. And I do think Trey White has been playing well, and he played a really good game here. I would also point out, Jordan Hancock didn't play much in this game. This was a Jordan Poyer game, and they didn't ask their safeties to do much. They didn't have to. But I think that was because they knew three tight ends on the field a lot, a physical game. They didn't need the speed on the field. They needed the physicality, and that's why Jordan Poyer played over Jordan Hancock. I thought it was a very good game plan, personnel usage. I'll get to the linebackers in a minute, but in the secondary for the Bills.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I do feel like it's nice that they have these different layers and these different buttons that they can press defensively, because I do feel like it could be a case-by-case basis. Next week when you're playing against Cincinnati, you're probably going to see more Jordan Hancock, because
Agreed.
That is a team that spreads it out and throws it all over the place. You want speed on the field. Jamar Chase, maybe T. Higgins if he comes back, and Chase Brown. This was not a team that had crazy athleticism anywhere on the field besides like Jaylen Warren, basically. So I do think that I liked that. And, you know, you do remember, like, Jordan Poyer is just fearless when Darnell Washington catches a ball and he just goes like,
oh my God.
Poor Trey White is looking at him. And Darnell Washington is legitimately twice as big as Tre'Davious White, probably weight wise. And Jordan Poyer is just throwing himself into there. And I'm like, oh yeah, there's Jordan Poyer again. So yeah, I did just think defensively they were so phenomenal. I do think that Rodgers missed a couple throws that he probably would want back, especially early. But I love your comparison to a Tua game, because it felt like once the rhythm is off, once the timing is off, then it changes everything and you're able to have some success.
Yeah. So Darnell Washington listed in the 280s, I think, but Eric Wood said on a podcast recently, he revealed he was 311.
Yeah. I mean, he's 311 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tre'Davious White is what is Tre'Davious White?
I'd say about 205.
No way, 190.
Oh, really? Okay, a little bit later than I thought.
Not exactly twice, but like,
okay,
for all intents and purposes.
All right, so the Bills have a very interesting, uncomfortable decision down the road. I don't think it's coming this week, because Terrell Bernard probably is out at least another game, I think, by the severity of what it looked like at least last week. We don't know. Didn't get put on IR. But I don't think anybody would deny, Matt, this defense looks better with Shaq Thompson in the middle than they do with Terrell Bernard. And I'm a Terrell Bernard fan from a standpoint of, I think he's a very good football player. I think he's been really hampered by that ankle injury this year, and then he got hurt with the arm injury. He's also a smaller linebacker. Teams have taken advantage of that, and that's hurt the Bills. And with the defensive line injuries, more linemen are getting on their smaller linebackers like Terrell Bernard. Shaq Thompson is a fearless, bigger, physical linebacker. He's more of the old school downhill type of linebacker instead of the sideline to sideline type of linebacker. But right now, that's what the Bills need. And I think it's clear that this defense is better right now with Shaq Thompson in the middle.
I don't think that they have a hard decision at all. I think that they're dealing with a banged up Terrell.
I don't say hard. I said uncomfortable.
That's fair. That's fair. It is uncomfortable. But I also think that you can sell it as, not that they need to sell it, but hey, we need him healthy. And if we can take more time to get him healthy for potentially a playoff run or anything like that, that's what we need to do. Because Shaq Thompson has played that well. Now, this morning I woke up, you know, we're recording this on Monday morning, and I'm sitting there and I'm scrolling through Instagram on my phone, and the WGR Instagram account posted a clip from the morning show of Joe and Jeremy talking about Shaq Thompson. So I am taking and borrowing their work. But Joe looked at the numbers against the run with Terrell Bernard and against the run with Shaq Thompson. Obviously, the sample size is much smaller with Shaq Thompson, but they included the second half of the Falcons game because that's when he went in and took over for Bernard, and these other games he started. It was nearly a 2 yard difference with Bernard, what they were allowing, and with Shaq Thompson. You know, if you're allowing for a run defense that isn't very good, less than 4 yards, like they do with Shaq Thompson, you can live with that because you feel comfortable with your pass defense. I feel like if he's healthy, he needs to be out on the field. And you let Terrell Bernard work his way back into some sort of role. I think that there is a path for all three of them to be on the fields together, but I'm not taking Shaq Thompson off the field anytime soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Right, and I actually thought the Bills, again, let's go back to did a good job personnel-wise in this game. It wasn't that complicated. You knew the Steelers were going to run three tight ends. They went base a lot. That's Dorian Williams. That's Matt Milano. I think Matt Milano's playing better football, by the way. He's made a couple nice plays, and it helps having the physical Shaq Thompson near him. They could take a little bit of that off him. And when you're playing base defense, and he can have a little bit more of an operating space because you have other linebackers on the field. So I thought the Bills did a very, very good job defensively in this game. Unfortunately, Joey Bosa came out late with a hamstring injury. Don't know the severity of it. I will tell you from my perspective on the sidelines, Matt, he was in the tent for a little while. He came out. He did talk with trainers. He was pointing to his hamstring, but he went right over to the defensive line area. Ryan Nielsen, he was just kind of in there talking about the game plan. It didn't seem like he was kind of working on the legs or anything. It almost felt to me like and I don't know this, that like maybe, I know it's questionable to return, that maybe if the game was in a different situation, he could have returned. I don't know. We'll get an update from Sean McDermott. That said, though, TJ Sanders had to get kicked outside again. So they're still being stressed right now on their defensive line. I wonder at some point if we see Morgan Fox elevated.
Yeah, I thought that there was a chance we saw that happen this week. To add a little context to your Joey Bosa stuff,
thank you.
I was standing next to the locker room after the game, and he was very gingerly walking. Because Sean McDermott ran in front of the team so he could greet everybody going into the locker room, which is not super uncommon, but, you know, really cool embraces with, like, Alec Anderson and Ryan Vandermark. But Joey Bosa was basically the caboose. He was one of the last guys in, and he was – really kind of like gingerly walking. Now, he did not need assistance, but it also did not look like somebody who could be out there taking snaps. Hamstring injuries are weird. You know, sometimes you see what these doctors that are on social media say, and they're like, yeah, there's no such thing as a 1 week hamstring injury. I think it just completely depends on what happened. If it was like just a little tweak or something, maybe they were just being extra cautious. But with him and the hamstring, that does raise a concern. And if there's any chance he's not available, then I think you're unequivocally having the Morgan Fox conversation and maybe even the Shaq Lawson conversation.
No doubt. It's also how they play hamstring injuries. Dalton Kincaid now has missed three games, and it feels like he's trending towards being close to playing, but they've still backed off on him. They're playing the long game with these injuries. There's no doubt about it, and I understand why. Now, it's cost them some games. I'm not saying the injuries and keeping guys out have, but it's clearly cost them, you know, ability to do things, and then they've lost some games here. But they're playing this as a long game to make sure guys are healthy. And I want to tell you, Joey Bosa, if there's anything at all, they will sit him, right? I mean, there's no doubt. We're both confident of that, that anything at all with that, they're going to sit him because they want him healthy for the playoffs. All right, let's flip it over. Let's go to the offensive side. We talked about the run game. We can get back into that, but how about the job the two backup tackles did? I mean, Ryan Vandermark at left tackle, Alec Anderson at right tackle. We didn't know or expect Alec Anderson would be the starter till later in the week when that was kind of percolating a little bit, and that had absolutely happened. And again, I want to go to, let's give Aaron Kromer a lot of credit, Austin Gunn, his assistant, Joe Brady, of course. I thought they had a great game plan for these guys to help them, to make sure that they weren't put in position to hurt them, and then these guys themselves played a really good game.
Yeah, how about this tweet from Dan Orlovsky just a couple minutes ago? The Bills' offensive line created 138 yards before contact. The Steelers created 34.
Wow.
The offensive line paved the way, and that's not taking away credit from James Cook or Ray Davis. Like, they had to hit the holes, and they had to make plays, and they did. But the offensive line was phenomenal. In the run game specifically, it didn't really feel like there was a drop-off from Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins to Ryan Vandermark and Alec Anderson, which is crazy to even think about when you're talking about two players who are so good. There were some growing pains. At times, the pass protection was a little bit shaky, but I also think that's because of who they are throwing the ball to. And then there were the penalties from Alec Anderson, but I thought it was an impressive way to bounce back after those two penalties, what they were able to do in the second half, and just the edge that they brought. You know, we'll talk about this in a little bit, but like, Alec Anderson was ready to take somebody's head off when Josh Allen got hit on that slide and then played with that same type of intensity and juice for the remainder of the game. Felt like that moment woke up the Bills offense, honestly. So like the offensive line, kudos to them, because I thought that, you know, if they lost, that was going to be a huge reason why. Like, did you notice TJ Watt really at all in this game?
I didn't. And, yeah, I want to get back to what you said a minute ago. So that was the big thing I took away, and I asked a lot of guys about this in the locker room. I'm on the sidelines, as everybody knows, and when Josh took that hit, I mean, as you would expect, there was a lot of commotion, right? I mean, people were mad. And I'm telling you, first of all, two things about this. Number one, we're talking about the hit right before the two-minute warning. It's Patrick Queen. He hits Josh Allen. There's no penalty called on the play, okay? I thought there should have been, but either way, there wasn't. Two things. Number one, Matt, if I was in Vegas, if I was playing FanDuel, could bet on every snap and play, I would bet everything I had on Josh running the next play. It was third and two, and I'm like, he's running the ball. Like, he is mad. Josh was mad. The offensive line was mad. I'm like, he's going to run this ball in the next play, and he's not going to be denied. And he wasn't. Easy. And then because of that, an extension of it, it changed the game. I think from an attitude standpoint. Now, I have had a lot of people tweet me this morning and say, I can't believe it took that to wake them up. They weren't ready to play again. Folks, okay, great. You want to have that attitude going into a game. I get it, right? But when you're in an environment and it's, you know, everything, things are going against you, you turn the ball over, you're trying to feel each other out, what's going on, your competitor, it's a violent sport. Sometimes that's just what happens. You can go to any sport that this happens. What do you say? I'm not saying it's actually true. Sometimes a fight wakes up a bench a little bit in a hockey game, right? I mean, there's a football game. It could happen in any number of ways. It could be an interception. It could be a big hit that someone lays out. So, yes, if you want to go to the negative part of it, well, they weren't ready to play. I'm not going to say that because I think they were ready to play. They made critical mistakes. They were still beating the Steelers in every other aspect. I will say, though, that that play, I think, put them in a different mindset of we are not going to take any crap here today, and we're going to take it to the Steelers.
Yeah, it felt like they were playing a little bit cautious because of the mistakes that they were making. Yes. And then this switched their mindset to be like, screw you. Not screw you. Some more serious words of like, we are not going to let you push us around, and we are going to destroy you at your own game. And that's what it did. But they were playing nervous in the beginning of the game because of the mistakes. I mean, how could you not, right? Like, Alec Anderson takes those two penalties. It puts them in bad situations. Josh throws a bad ball. It looks like Gabe stops on the route. Then a couple of series later, James Cook has the fumble. Like, it was once again self-inflicted wounds. And lucky for the Bills, their defense kind of held up their end of the bargain and kept them in the game, because this one could have gotten carried away. Like, if they were playing against a team that had a real NFL offense, it would have been a very different story. And we would be talking about a lot of different things, but the defense bailed them out, and then the offense was able to respond. It's another reminder that, like, this offense is really effective when it can play the type of game it wants to play. But the minute they get behind, things get a little bit dicey. And that's still my fear moving forward of like how you bounced back in the second half, but you ran historically well against this defense. You're not always going to be able to do that. What are you going to do if you have to be able to pass the ball? And I still don't have a ton of faith in that. You know, when we got to the first half, I mean, they're losing 7-3. A lot of the conversation was about Joe Brady and the offense in general. And I do think that the play calling deserves some of the blame. But I also think yesterday specifically, it was just as much about execution. They were not executing at the level that they needed to. Josh throws an interception. James Cook has a fumble. They were outgaining the Steelers immensely. Yep. They were moving the ball. They were controlling the clock. But they once again were making those mistakes. Could Joe Brady put them in a position to not make as many mistakes? I think I could get to that. But they still did make the mistakes. He wasn't causing Alec Anderson to have two false start penalties and put him in 2nd and 15 and 2nd and 14, right? Like, he didn't have Josh throw a bad ball to Gabe. So it just feels like there is more nuance to the conversation of where the offense is and where they're going than it's just Joe Brady stinks. He's not the guy for the job. It's not as simple as that.
No, and I want to back up and talk about your Alec Anderson point. Two false starts. They were very critical, and you can't have it happen. But I want to give some context and nuance here, okay? And hey, I mean, they happen and they shouldn't happen. Again, I'm not absolving Alec Anderson here by any means. They were very critical, tough penalties to take. In the locker room, here's what he said. I just knew that TJ Watt was going to be screaming up the field. And so when he was in the wide nine, that's more outside, for everybody understands, and he's got to get out a little bit farther, or the off the body five technique, again, a little bit wider on him. He said, I was really more hesitant about getting out there. So I was trying to time up the silent count as perfect as I could, but I got caught a couple of times. He said, you're out there on an island every now and then going from center and then guard and then tackle. I'm thinking, these guys are dudes. They're really athletic and they're beasts off the edge. Matt, I totally understand that. This is a kid who's played center. He's played guard. He hasn't played tackle since college. He's got TJ Watt over there, and he's like, I got to do whatever I can to get out there as quick as possible. These guys are so athletic, and it cost him. Credit to him for settling down after that. Two bad penalties, but he did a nice job after that.
Yeah, definitely. It is, though, the domino effect, and it also illustrates the point with this offense of, like, they can't play behind the sticks because they do not have pass catchers that win. The minute it gets to a 2nd and long or 3rd and long, they're kind of done because they don't really have a ton of options. That will get better when Dalton Kincaid comes back. That will get better when their starting offensive line is back. But it kills 2 drives because they're moving the ball. And I think it was like 2nd and 9. And then he takes the false start. It becomes 2nd and 14. And then they're trying to just get back into a position where they can have a manageable 3rd down. So just, yeah, you're right. And it's not completely putting it on any one person. Like, Alec Anderson took the penalties. That stinks. he bounced back nicely. He deserves way more praise than he deserves criticism for what happened on Sunday's game. The passing offense is still not good. The passing offense is still really, really inconsistent, really forced. I mean, they at times yesterday were rolling out wide receiver sets that were Brandon Cooks, Gabe Davis, and Tyrell Shavers. That is a guy you signed on Tuesday, a guy who was on your practice squad up until a few days ago, and a player who was not always even active at the beginning of the year. This wide receiver room is somehow even worse than we thought it could be from just a talent perspective. It's banged up, and I do think that they will get better in these next 5 weeks, but it's a problem. And it's the thing that I think could hold this team back from trying to, you know, go on a run. I just don't know if they have the horses to be able to win a shootout right now.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. In fact, I gave my arrow up, arrow down column. I have that at WGR550.com. And one of the arrows down is the wide receiver usage, or how you want to say it, the production at wide receiver. 5 catches, I think, total for wide receivers. And one was Brandon Cooks on the first series of the game, by the way. It's his only catch in a Bills uniform. He did play a handful of snaps, but they're struggling to get to the wide receivers. Look, I agree with you. I don't know what, you know, the answer is now personnel wise, other than maybe hopefully getting Dalton Kincaid back, obviously getting Brandon Cooks a little bit more involved in the offense. I think it's tough though in this game, Matt, to kind of point to that as a, like, yes, it's happened all year, but that wasn't the game plan in this game. They didn't need it, right? And I know, right, you're going to need it at some point, but it's tough for me to go, oh my God, they had it was a bad production day for the wide receivers. I also just don't think they wanted Josh Allen sitting back there and throwing down the field in this game.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit 1 per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365 Copilot.
Doug. Here we have the Limo Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
I think that's very much, it's calculated, but it's not mutually exclusive. Like, you don't need Josh Allen to be standing there and trying to pick apart the defense, but you can still get more production out of the wide receiver room. Their leading wide receiver yesterday had 13 yards. Brandon Cooks, yep. One catch, 13 yards. There are three, and this is not a bad thing. I'm not saying, because we've been talking for weeks about, hey, you need to get more people involved. James Cook led the way with 33 receiving yards. Dawson Knox had 28. Ty Johnson had 20. As far as receivers are concerned, Brandon Cooks had one catch for 13 yards. Keon Coleman had two catches for 9 yards. Shakir had one catch for 5. And Gabe Davis had one catch for 5. But, like, the things that I'm looking at is, like, Khalil Shakir targeted 4 times. He had one catch.
By the way, that connection has not been as strong lately. Like, teams are taking away
because
that tunnel screen.
Because he's the only option that any team needs to even kind of be concerned with right now in the passing game.
Yep.
It is like when we talk about DK Metcalf with the Steelers, it's not as dynamic because they're obviously different positions. But teams are like, okay, we're going to stop Khalil Shakir. And basically that means we're shutting down the passing game.
All right, so a couple things to button up on here. I got to go do my radio show here. You got to get going here, come back home to Buffalo. A couple of things to button up on. Number one, another missed extra point from Matt Prater. It's happened a couple of times now. Are we getting to a point where maybe you have to really start having the conversation about Tyler Bass coming back? Or are you – I'm not, like, sour on Prater. He's done an excellent job this year. But the weather's getting a little tougher. He's an older kicker, and I just wonder if that's something that they start visiting.
If it hasn't happened yet, I don't know why anything would, you know, that's kind of how I don't agree with that. Like, Prater has now missed extra points in back-to-back games. They are big mistakes, especially in the last game, really big mistakes. So
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like we haven't heard much about Tyler Bass. We still see him at the facility and stuff and out on the practice field. He's not doing anything. So I'm just kind of chalking it up to, like, I don't think we see him this year.
Okay. Speaking of Prater, I've seen some people criticizing him or the Bills for kicking out of bounds on the kickoff at the 50. Folks, that was intentional.
Yeah.
Because the rule is the other team gets the ball 25 yards from where you kick it if it goes out of bounds. It's a penalty. Well, if you kick from the 50 because of a penalty, you kick it out of bounds and get it at the 25 instead of probably normally 35. The 30 or 35 if you have a normal touchback. It was intentional. It was calculated. It was the right call. That's what teams are doing. I wonder if they revisit the rule in the offseason. But then again, hey, that's what you get for having a penalty if you're the offense. It cost you, or the defense in this case. That was Hayward. McDermott was asked a question about his decision on this, by the way, and I thought it was a really interesting decision. There, Cam Hayward gets the penalty, the unsportsmanlike. Okay, it wasn't that one, actually. Let's go back to when the Steelers scored. Scored. That's a Steelers score. There's taunting. A penalty on them, taunting for being in the end zone in the celebration. He decides not to have a 47-yard extra point, I think it would have been, instead to take it on the kickoff where everybody's still up the same spot except for the kicker who's back. He was asked about it. He said, well, those are always tough decisions. I agree. I thought maybe on the windy day he should have taken it maybe on the extra point, but he was looking for field position.
I agree. I thought that it was a weird decision because it ended up kind of – I think the Bills got the ball to like the 33. So it ended up being like a very marginal difference.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The one thing is that the wind was going in the direction of where they were kicking for the extra point. Like
it's the direction that Prater missed too, though.
But I know. That's what I mean. So it's just kind of like a 47-yard – extra point is, you know, that's a noticeable point. And I agree. I would have done it on the extra point. I thought that there was a greater reward of him potentially missing that kick than, you know, the field position game that they were trying to play. But maybe, you know, he thought that they could spark a big return like they've gotten the last couple of weeks.
That said, I applaud Sean McDermott for his aggressiveness on fourth downs. I thought he played fourth down situations correctly in this game and right. And they went after it. They were aggressive and they did a good job.
They were a little like, they were effective. What were they on fourth down? Let's see.
Two for two, I think
is right. They were.
They also had a fourth down they lined up for, and they were going to run a play. And then there was a false start, which pushed them back.
They just ran the ball on their fourth downs. It worked. But
no, they didn't. They threw the ball to Keon Coleman on a fourth down and goal.
Yes. They had I was thinking of they had more than two fourth downs, I think, then. Because they had one that was a Ty Johnson.
I'm going to look right now, but I think it was only two. But either way, the pass to Keon Coleman was on fourth down for a touchdown. Yeah. They were two for two on fourth down.
Okay, so then there was the one Ty Johnson one where it was just kind of a handoff where he got 2 yards and was right at the line. And then there was the Keon call. So I screwed up there. The Keon play was Josh being spectacular.
Yeah, that's right.
He processed that play. So, I mean, immediately got the defender off of his feet and then within a second was able to find Keon in the back of the end zone. That's a MVP caliber play. And then, I just think the Tyjon, they ran the ball so well that, you know, don't steer away from it. But then you see like the Steelers on their fourth down, just turn around and hand it off and get stopped and, you know, basically wave the white flag at that moment, which was just awful.
If I did not have to do my radio show in 20 minutes after we're done recording, I might be listening to The Fan in Pittsburgh today for quite a while, to be quite honest with you. I think it's very Matt. They really turned on their Steelers yesterday in that stadium. A lot of boos. There were fire Tomlin chants going on inside the stadium.
Loud ones. Like, you know, the press box is very soundproof, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you can hear some things, but not much. And I could clearly hear the fire Tomlin chants coming. And the boos for Renegade, like the people who cover the Steelers are like, I've never heard that boo. I mean, what are you doing? You're down.
We debated it. We debated it on this broadcast. We were thinking, are they going to play Renegade today? Like, there's no way you can play it right now, right? And then they did. And you remember 2019, Matt Barkley, the wave in the right. I mean, the Bills, they made that song theirs on that day, and they said we're gonna steal this from them. We're gonna take a shot play, and they did. Bills fans took over that song inside that stadium. When that happened, I saw Bills fans looking at Steelers fans going, singing it. And Steelers fans are like, oh my God, I can't believe we're playing this. It was crazy.
I'm going to end with one funny story and then we can call it a day. Okay. So whenever I hear like Renegade or any Styx song, the first concert I ever went to was a Styx concert at Art Park with my parents and my sister. I was a kid. I was probably like 10 years old. It was a free concert. And while we were there, a bunch of people were smoking weed. And I was like 10. So I asked my mom, I was like, what is that smell? And she's like, oh, that's bug spray. So now every time I think of Styx or hear Renegade, I think of that story of like, oh, bug spray.
That's amazing.
Somebody sprayed bug spray.
It wasn't bug spray, but maybe some Steelers fans needed some bug spray yesterday to get rid of the stench of what they were seeing, because they were very, very upset about their team. But Bills fans aren't. Bills fans are celebrating a victory Monday, and we're going to be talking about the next game on the schedule, the Bengals coming to town Sunday. Don't forget, folks, it was a flex game. It was a 4:25 p.m. start. It's a 1 p.m. start in Orchard Park on Sunday. We'll talk more about it later in the week. The Bills will be back on the practice field on Wednesday. Matt and I will talk to you. We'll have much more for you on the YouTube stream at Sal Sports, of course, wherever you pod. Matt, safe travels back to Buffalo, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week, everybody.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks to our producer, Mike Rabier, and hope he's having a great vacation as well, by the way.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster, Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe. And every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.